Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, the dynamics to watch this week on the debt limit. Number two, the lobbying campaign to get long-haul flights added at Washington Reagan Airport has a key opponent, the FAA. And number three, Homeland Security Chair Michael McCaul threatening to subpoena Secretary of State Antony Blinken once again. All right, Jake, let's get into it. Of course, all eyes here in Washington and around the world on this debt limit deal and the next process of starting to try to move it through the House. First, we lay out several different key dynamics when it comes to the challenges, as well as just some of the messaging wars that are, you know, we're about to see here in the Capitol from Republicans and Democrats.
Yes, that is right. So let's just get through some of these key dynamics quickly here. Well, first of all, since we've done our last podcast, I guess since last week, the U.S. government definitively will default in its debt June 5th. That's not me saying it. It's the Treasury Department, and they know what they're talking about, theoretically. So there is a deal, obviously. That news broke over the weekend. We broke that news, actually, on whatever night that was, Saturday night. The issue right now for Republicans is obviously getting this bill through the House, but first of all, getting it through the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee is the key kind of first step to the floor, and the Rules Committee, because of the speaker vote, has three conservatives on it: Tom Massey, Chip Roy, and Ralph Norman. Now, I have to imagine Chip Roy and Ralph Norman are going to probably vote against this thing in rules. To be honest with you, voting against a bill in rules is basically a sign of war to your leadership. It is absolutely a no-go. And in earlier times and other times, the speaker would kick off members who vote against rules in committee, but I don't think that's going to happen here. Tom Massey is the one to watch, even if he is not for the bill. I'm not sure if he's for or against the bill. He has signaled in the past that he would not be somebody to hold up legislation he doesn't like in the Rules Committee. So that's number one.
I mean, this is just, wait one second though, because I think this is an important just dynamic that we can't underscore enough, which is this was the fight when Kevin McCarthy wanted to become speaker about getting more conservatives on the Rules Committee, because typically it is stacked with allies, to your point, of the speaker, who will kind of do their bidding. And this is the tight, you know, issue that where you see McCarthy facing here, right? Where it's not just a bunch of allies who are going to do what he wants. There's going to be some dissent certainly here, and that puts him in a weaker position.
Yes. Everything you just said is right. And Democrats never vote for the minority never votes for the majority's bills in rules. Just doesn't really happen. Unless it's something that's, you know, so bipartisan. This is bipartisan, but it's not so bipartisan. Republicans will meet tonight. We scooped yesterday that the CBO has preliminarily judged this bill as saving $2.1 trillion over the six-year life of the spending caps. The first 2 years are statutory and need to be enforced unless they're overturned, and the second 4 years could be waived. So this is a big money saver, theoretically, for the government. And one other point I want to make, Anna, which I think is interesting: Raul Grijalva, the top Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, sent lawmakers a fact sheet dumping all over the permitting reform provisions of this bill. Remember, this is not McCarthy's bill alone. This is a McCarthy-Biden compromise, which makes the politics interesting and tricky and all of those things. But I found that to be interesting, Anna.
Super interesting. I think the other thing just to watch here, right, is going to be how both Republicans and Democrats message on this. House Republican Conference Chair, at least Stefanik, out with a new memo on a party strategy thus far on the debt limit messaging war. Also, I thought pretty interesting, GOP leaders saying they have had early and consistent member education, given the fact that most Republicans have not voted for the debt limit before. Going to be interesting to see if that is impactful at all as they start to seek those 100-plus votes on the House Republican side, as well as the fact that Senate Democratic communications directors were briefed on messaging strategy by the White House Monday night. We've been told, you know, this has been an issue, right, where the White House has been very insular. There's been a lot of criticism by Democrats with the fact that they, you know, kind of haven't had the tools to message throughout this entire negotiation. But now trying to find a unified voice among Democrats to, you know, that not everyone's going to be getting what they want, but that they can try to kind of speak with one voice as they, as this very critical, you know, kind of week that they're about to go into starts.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, let's move on to the number two story of the morning, the air wars. Jake, this is one of particular interest to you as you are obsessed with all things flight. We've got some news this morning, and one of the most interesting lobbying fights right now is the Delta-backed push to relax the perimeter restrictions at Washington Reagan National Airport. The Capital Access Alliance wants to add more flights beyond the 1,250-mile perimeter at DCA, but they have a new foe in the fact that the FAA isn't a fan of this effort.
Well, the FAA, I don't know if the FAA is a fan per se, but what they do say is that an increase of 20 daily round-trip operations would increase delay by 25.9%, and an increase of 25 daily round-trip operations would increase delay by 33.2%.
Not a ringing endorsement.
They say that DCA is already more delay prone than most other airports. This is obviously Delta wants to add flights to, if you read between the lines here, to Seattle, another flight to Los Angeles, probably another flight to Salt Lake City. The United doesn't like this effort because it screws with their hub at Dulles. DCA probably doesn't like, I'm sorry, American doesn't like this effort theoretically because they are the dominant carrier at DCA. So the FAA is not a huge fan of this, it doesn't seem. And we have that report exclusively in Punchbowl News AM.
Let's move on to the number three story of the morning, one that we have been covering for quite a while now. Our very own Max Cohen has the latest report on the squabble over Afghanistan oversight. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul is threatening once again to resume enforcement of his subpoena against Secretary of State Antony Blinken over access to critical Afghanistan withdrawal documents. Of course, we've been talking about this and the fact that McCaul, as well as the ranking member on that committee, Greg Meeks, were able to see this cable, but they have not allowed it to the wider viewing of the committee. And this is something that McCaul is upset about.
Yeah, McCaul's going to end up, he's already subpoenaed the State Department for this memo. Tony Blinken has basically said, come in and see it. They did come in and see it. McCaul wants his entire committee to be able to see this. The State Department's not really interested in that. So I would say this is an effort, a fight that's not going anywhere anytime soon, as Max points out. We'll probably end up with holding Blinken in contempt at some point, but McCaul has been very, very, I don't want to say slow, but he has been very understanding of Blinken and the process in Foggy Bottom. So something that we are, again, watching.
All right, with that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like The Daily Punch, please share it with your friends on social media. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. Go a little deeper by signing up for our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.